Parts of the West Coast are getting a thrashing. A red warning is in place in Westport. Emergency workers and volunteers are going door to door to get people out. And the Buller River is expected to peak tomorrow. Neva Chittick reports.
Fiona Campbell only moved back into her house on Friday. Her family have been out since the floodwaters went through in July last year.
It's all freshly done from the first lot of floods, so we're pretty scared and terrified of it happening again.
Repeated warnings and the threat of flooding is wearing her out.
It's horrible. It's been a horrible year with the kids and the animals all being split up and they're waiting for us to have a home again. Yeah, and not much confidence that the council have done enough, to be honest.
Emergency personnel and the Defence Force have been door-knocking 140 at-risk properties in and around Westport today. Buller Emergency Management Controller Al Lawn says they're encouraging occupants to leave before they're ordered to.
That's primarily due to the information that we've got from our flood controllers that some of those areas could be at risk in the early hours tomorrow morning. We would rather take the precautionary approach and ask people to self-evacuate today in daylight hours as opposed to knock on doors at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Buller Taxis is offering to help those affected. Driver Beverly says it's nice to be able to give back to their clients, especially as most are older and live alone.
We're providing any transportation for anyone who's need an evacuation, and it's for free. That's part of the company's Buller Taxis community service.
But Barbara and her partner were planning to hunker down and trust in their sandbags, which saved their garage in the February floods.
We were flooded last year in July, went through our garage about 18 inches, and we decided we'd sandbag, keep it safe again. It didn't get into our house, but hopefully this time we're feeling positive.
Laurie Smith says the community was over the seemingly constant flooding in states of emergency, but the town's brilliant neighbourly spirit makes it bearable.
We've done our places, and old friends, and the other guy around in Gladstone Street, so we've done our four places, and now we're onto the other neighbours as well now. We're just going around, you know, if they need it. We know the ones where they flooded and that, so we just go and get the bags and we just take them to them.
The rain is forecast to get heavier tonight, with the Buller River expected to peak tomorrow morning.
And Neva Chittick joins us now from Westport. Kia ora, Neva, how are things looking there right now?
Kia ora, Lisa. The heaviest of the rain has just set in probably the last half an hour or so. At the moment, the ground is pretty sodden already. There are people here getting sandbags, filling them up. There are piles of sandbags everywhere. You can hear pretty much just water and the wind hurtling through the town. The waves are also crashing out on the beach when you start getting close to the coast. It's all go here. People are lining up at the supermarket, getting their supplies. There's even a bit of a queue for the petrol station earlier in the day too.
And Neva, where are the areas of a concern?
So based on flood modelling, 140 homes had a visit today by either the police or the Defence Force, just letting them know that it would be best to leave now if they can or if they want to, because they don't want to have to evacuate people tonight, because that is when the Buller River is expected to peak, is early in the morning. So if anything does happen, it will kick off this evening. Those areas that are affected are Snodgrass, which is just on the outskirts of Westport. There are a few central roads in Westport as well, and the communities of Seddonville and Makahinui further up the coast have had army trucks today visit them, bringing them some extra supplies. At this stage, it's not yet known exactly what the extent of the flooding or the damage or road closures will be, but they are warning that the Orawaiti River on the other side of town could be the problem. They're saying the lagoon area may fill up even higher than it did in the February flood this year, but at this point in time, the Buller River is doing okay. They're not too concerned about it, think it will stay in its banks.
And Neva, those people who are sandbagging there, just moving off for the evening, I think, as the light fades. But you would have been talking to a few people today. So how is the community feeling tonight?
I think there's a mixture of feelings here. Number one, people are very much tired of this. They're over going into I guess, panic stations every time there is heavy rain. Of course, they are taking it all within their stride, though. It's quite amazing when you come and you see everyone around this big pile of sand, throwing it into the bags. They're all greeting each other, saying, oh, nice day to be outside, and the people are filling up bags for their neighbours. It's really a community feel, and I think that's what's getting people through this. That there will definitely be some people on tenterhooks tonight. One of those that we spoke to earlier was sandbagging up their garage. They'd had water come through once before. Another time the sandbags save it, so they just don't know what will happen this time. They were planning on playing some cards, hunkering down with the TV. And it seems like everyone's been checking in on each other, making sure they're all right. So while the mood is tense, people are looking out for each other. I guess that's the most important thing with a long night ahead.